Old Gold presents Artie Shaw and his orchestra in Melody and Madness. The B. Lorillard Company, makers of those double mellow Old Gold cigarettes, welcome you to another in their series of summer programs featuring America's greatest swing band, conducted by Artie Shaw, King of the Clarinet, our guests of the evening, the King Sisters, and your master of ceremonies, Warren Hull. And we open the program with Artie Shaw presenting his original song picture, Nonstop Flight.
Gentlemen, this is Warren Hull, who does some of the odd jobs around here, and very happy to have your ears for another half-hour swing and jam what am. In which connection, let me present once again, in person, your favorite keeper of the gates, high commandant of the cats, the gentle, genial genius of jive, Artie Shaw.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Warren.
What was that, Artie?
That's 8-Ball saying thank you.
8-Ball?
Yeah, that's the name of my clarinet.
Yeah, but why 8-Ball?
Well, hang on to something. Here it is. I call my clarinet 8-Ball because it's black and I'm always behind it. Get it?
I was afraid of something like that, Artie. But can you give me a short history of 8-Ball? He's a definite part of your life by now, and I think your listeners might be interested.
Well, if they are interested, Warren, it's an old romance. Sort of love at first sight, you might say.
You met socially?
No, it was just by accident. I was walking down the street in Cleveland, Ohio, about 10 years ago, and as I was passing a music store, I felt a strange, indefinable attraction. The same thing you feel when your girl walks into a room, you know?
Oh, I know, Artie. That's chemistry.
Well, I don't know whether this was chemistry or not, but I know I had to look in that window, and there, staring me right in the eye, was 8-Ball, the prettiest little gadget you ever seen.
You knew then that it was predestined, huh, that you were made for each other?
Well, not until about a second later.
Well, what happened?
Well, Warren, 8-Ball winked right up at me and said, And then I knew it was love.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a beautiful story, Artie, and I'm sure you're going to be very happy together, always. But for the moment, suppose you tell us what you and Eight Ball are intending to unwind for us now.
Well, we're going to haul off on a new tune from the musical show Yokel Boy. It's called Comes Love, and Helen Forrest, Bush to You, will vocalize. Take it, boys. One, two.
And Butch, that was beautiful. And now, passing from the amazing artistry of the young maestro for a moment, we encounter our old friend Knox Manning with a few words of wisdom also concerned with aesthetics.
And here they are. Recently, a young man with a talent for painting called on a distinguished artist. Tell me, said the youth, how can I develop into a great painter? The older man answered, with your talent, you need only two things, time and patience. Yes, time and infinite patience are the very essence, both of great works and of a fine cigarette. Double Mellow Old Gold cigarettes are the modern-day expression of over a century and three-quarters experience in the blending of tobaccos. But knowing how to select, age, and blend fine tobaccos isn't enough for the makers of Old Gold. To their rich experience that has come with time, they've added the patience that brings Old Golds to you as fresh and taste-tempting as the day these cigarettes leave the factory. It took the makers of Old Gold to develop the famous double cellophane-protected package that ensures Old Gold's appealing freshness. But it takes only one puff of your Old Gold cigarette to realize that patience and devotion to a fine tradition pay in the smoking pleasure Old Golds give. Just light up an Old Gold and decide for yourself whether Old Gold isn't a smoother, mellower, more pleasing cigarette than others you've tried. We say it ought to be. You'll say it is.
And now it's our pleasure to delve into a new chapter in Artie's archaeology. What's the text of this one, Artie?
Well, this is our impression of a few old hunks of stone they tossed together over in Egypt. It's called Pyramid.
Pyramid, I get it. Who wrote it, Cleopatra?
No, it was written by a friend of mine, Juan Tizo, same fellow who wrote Caravan. There's a guy with sand in his eyes.
I'll say. Here it is, then. Mr. Shaw and his boys, who have never been nearer the desert than Cairo, Illinois, doing a little private excavating entitled Pyramid. Dig in, Artie. Swinging. Now we present our special treat of the evening. A poker hand that's out of this world. Four kings that are queens. Here they are, the four king sisters, singing their own composition, a Chinese folk song in swing time. Take it, queens. I mean, king.
Golly, whiz, how it gets me down. But it's a sing song, come China, Sail a big ship, me come here. Wiggle my feet, take a bubble, make a Chinaman feel queer. For the sun shines bright in my home in Hong Kong. That's where I long to be.
Again, the King Sisters and the tune they sang in the picture Second Fiddle. I feel sorry for myself.
I'm sorry for old self. 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 So sorry. I'm sorry for myself.
Our own Mr. Tony Pastor delivering his advice to a troubled world in his usual stentorian tremolo. From the picture of the star maker, Go Fly a Kite.
Troubles to the tail, they'll be blown away by a merry gale. Go fly a kite and toss your worries to the wind, and they won't come back, they'll be too chagrined. Go on, make friends with the sky, have a talk with the sun. It's the right way to live, if you pardon the pun. Go fly a kite, and you'll imagine you're a king. 'cause you got your world on a piece of string. Yeah.
Eloquent Tony. Say, Knox.
Yeah.
Knox, who was that pretty girl I saw you with last night?
Why, Warren, I'll have you know that that girl was almost Miss South Main Street between 7th and 8th for 1939.
You don't say. You say almost. Well, why didn't she win? She's powerful pretty.
Well, it's very sad, Warren. You see, she moved over to North Church Street the day before the finals. It's the old story. Whether it's a beauty contest, a horse race, or a game of chess, the winner's got to qualify. And here's how Old Gold qualifies as the winner of millions of cigarette smokers' loyalty. It's a cigarette with a pleasing taste, a taste that wears well, never bores. Old Gold's tobaccos are the pick of the Turkish and domestic markets. Mellow, with all the ripe, rich flavor that comes with 2 to 3 years of proper aging. And when your lips close over an Old Gold, you instantly sense its tempting freshness. So if you smoke for the pure enjoyment of smoking, smoke double Mellow Old Gold. Of course, we neither ask nor expect you to rush right out now for a pack, but sometime soon, just try Old Gold. That's all we ask. And then, well, then let your own taste be the judge.
Hey, Artie, I see here that they've got you scheduled to play the chant until exhausted. Is that right?
Well, I guess so, Warren. You see, the chant is one of those tunes that start out normally enough, but after having played on it for the last year or so, I guess by now it could go on for about 7 hours.
Oh, our old friend the blues, eh?
Well, not quite. This is deep jungle stuff.
Ah, I get it. Well, boys, take a deep breath. I hope you make it. Here it goes, the chant.
Thank you.
gentlemen, I have the pleasure to report that all finished in good order, although it was really a tough grind.
You spoke it. Woo.
Say, 8-Ball, how do you feel? Poor kid.
You'll be all right in a minute, Warren. Come on, 8-Ball. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Artie. Say, folks, tonight Artie's leaving on a great circle tour, and we hope you'll be with us next Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting from Milwaukee, the home of the hop, and I don't mean a dance. Until then, this is Warren Hull saying good night, all, and many thanks for lending an ear.
Tune in next Tuesday night for more Melody and Madness with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and your master of ceremonies, Warren Hull. Until then, the makers of Double Mellow Old Gold Cigarettes bid you good night and good smoking. This is Knott Manning speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.